Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We are quickly approaching a celestial phenomenon, taking in a solar eclipse. It is happening on Monday, April 8th, and it will be visible to varying degrees throughout the country. Although a full solar eclipse, that's called throughout the path of totality, will be further east of us, we here in California will still have a chance to take it in, partially. Regardless, it's just a great excuse to get outside, take in the wonder beyond our planet, of course, with safety measures in place. At no point is it safe to look directly in the sun. I'm just going to say that. I probably don't need to say that, but don't do that. But you can do it with special glasses or telescopes that are fitted with the right equipment so that we can experience this sight firsthand, because it is special and it is a treat. We're now joined by Vanita Domeyer, who is a self-described eclipse chaser. She is the coordinator of the Davis Astronomy Club and a NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. So we were here not too long ago, like about 5 months ago. I remember I took in the last solar eclipse. It was in October at Sac State at their planetarium, and there was a viewing party. It was a partial solar eclipse, but there was a good turnout because people love taking in these events. When did you first, I guess, get sparked or get bit by the bug of enjoying a solar eclipse?
I think I was always interested. And then I happened to take an elective and I was at UCLA many moons ago and really understood the mechanics of things, you know, taking this introductory astronomy class, even though that wasn't my major. But I got hooked then. And luckily, my fiance that time and now my husband of nearly 40 years was also shared my passion, and together we we do stuff for outreach for youth and other organizations and public viewing, just to get people excited about looking up. We've lost that fascination with the sky that our forebears, you know, because they had, you know, people long ago did not have TV and Nintendos and, you know, movies to keep them occupied at night. They looked at the stars. And I still remember my grandfather, when I was a little girl, telling me stories about the stars when we slept out in the summertime.
The last time that it was in totality, somewhat near us, was in 2017, and it went through Oregon. I got to take it in up in Lassen County. It wasn't a full solar eclipse, but it was close. Why do you think it captivates so many people? Because I go back to that event in 2017. It was crazy. You just saw crowds of people just waiting, camping out, making a party out of it.
Yes. Number one, I think it was a media hype, which is great. This was one eclipse that was spanning from the West Coast to the East Coast. So it went through the, you know, the width of the country, and practically everybody was within driving distance of the path of totality. If you were living north of it, within, you know, 1 to 8 hours, you could drive to it. If you were living south, you could do the same. So it was very approachable. I think if I remember correctly, it was also a weekend. And it was summer. Kids were out of school. It was August 17th. It was just the right, you know, conditions. You know, warm, people could travel. It was holidays. You could plan ahead. And the media did a very good job of making it the Great North American Eclipse is what they called it, because it was for visible, you know, for a lot of people. So most of the time, these eclipses, total eclipses can happen twice a year. And most of the time they happen over, you know, inaccessible places like Siberia, or, you know, or Antarctica, or they happen over water, land, you know, the Earth is 70%, 71% water. So it can happen in these places where most people can't go. But the 2017 and the repeat of this one, 2024, is in approachable place, where if you, like, we are driving to Texas because it can be done. Now, if this was Australia, we couldn't be, you know, drivable distance. So it's just, and it is fascinating. You could see zillions of partial eclipses. You could see even an annual eclipse, which happened in October 14th last year. And those are spectacular. There's no denying that. But totality during the total solar eclipse just is a It's undescribable. It's something you have to experience. And since we've seen that one in 2017, many people come up to me and say, what's the best thing to see in the sky? And without hesitation, I always say, if you can see a total solar eclipse, make plans to go see one.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you can make plans all you want. And if the clouds don't cooperate, then, you know, you're stuck. But if you can see a total solar eclipse once in your lifetime, at least.
Yep. Well, you're going to be hitting the pavement. You're going to be traveling to Texas because the totality extends from Texas up through New England. And this is for April 8th, which is a Monday. What will it look like here in our area?
So in Davis or in local areas here, it's going to be about 34% covered. The sun would be covered about 34% by the moon. And so it will be a partial solar eclipse that'll begin about 10:16. And the maximum that the moon will be covering the sun, which is 34%, will happen around 11:16 a.m. And it'll end at about 12:18 a.m. p.m. p.m. So from about 2 hours altogether. So initially, it'll be like a regular sun, like an everyday event. You know, the sun is rising in the east. And at about 10:16, a little bit of the sun will be covered by the moon. And then that'll go on progressing till about 11:16, where that will be the maximum that the moon will cover the sun. And then it'll be the opposite. It'll start leaving the sun. And by 12:18, the sun will be back to normal.
Okay, so on that Monday, April 8th, at around 11:16, or the span of, you know, roughly 2 hours, safety is paramount. People are going to want to look up and take it in. So what do you want people to know before they actually do that?
So number one, you can never see the sun without eye protection of some sort. The rays of the sun, even when it's cloudy, if you look at it long enough, you can burn your retina and, you know, do permanent damage to your eyes. The only time you can look at the sun is if you are in the path of totality, if you're lucky enough to be in that narrow band of totality during that period, which can last from seconds to maximum totality can be only 7.5 minutes. In this case, in this eclipse, the maximum is 4.5. We are very fortunate to be that long if you're lucky enough to be in path of totality. So during that time, you can look at the sun without any protection. In fact, that's the only way to look because the sun is completely covered by the moon. But at any other time, we can't stress this enough, you need protection. There are lots of eclipse glasses this year. And in fact, as a NASA Solar System Ambassador, I've been given many to hand out. And we will be doing that on March 30th event here in Davis, of our Davis Astronomy Club. And so this year, they were very proactive. I think everybody has lots of eclipse glasses, which was not the case in 2017. They ran out very quickly. Yeah, worth their weight in gold, it seemed.
Oh, yeah. I remember my husband and I were desperately looking around for them, couldn't find it at all. We tried to even consider like welding masks or something, which is ridiculous. But we ended up going to the SETI Institute up in Lassen County, and they had a lot. They're pretty remote up there. So.
Oh, yeah, and I had also, you know, got some for my Girl Scouts where I was doing a Girl Scout camp that year. So I was, you know, I knew that was coming and I had planned it. So the other obviously is go to somewhere where there's professional and amateur astronomers that have the right equipment. So we will be doing a viewing here on April 8th at Explore It Science Center, which is on 314 15th Street in Mace Ranch Park. And some of our other club members will be there. My husband and I will not be, but our wonderful club members will be there. And they have telescopes that are fitted with the solar filters in the front end, and so to protect both the equipment and observers' eyes.
Wonderful.
So, can't stress that enough, and I'm so glad, Vicky, you mentioned that. Yes, always, always protect your eyes.
Do not look straight into the sun. Finally, we only have a minute left. I mean, we're talking about a solar eclipse, but I think this can be a great entry point to taking in, you know, other parts of astronomy, you know, from whether it's a comet or a meteor shower. You know, what are you keeping an eye out for?
So right now, there's a couple of things happening. There's a comet brightening. It's called 12P Ponce Brooks, and the 12P is its 12th in the list of periodic comets, hence the letter P. And it's coming around, and it's brightening, and it is right now on it's between Andromeda and Aries, and it's comes out every 71 years or so, and it's when it gets bright by middle to end of April, May, it should be bright enough to be seen with the naked eye with a 4.5 magnitude. So that's one thing we are looking at. And once it gets really good and bright, we will do a viewing here in Davis. The other one is a star that's going to go nova. It goes nova every 80 years, and it's expected to go nova anytime between now and September. They said the range was February to September of 2024. And again, that will go from magnitude 10, which you cannot see with your naked eye, to magnitude 2 for a few days. Very bright. Yeah. Nova means a new star. So it looks like a new star for a short duration. And this happens periodically every 80 years or so. So that's something we're looking forward to. And then, of course, the Perseid meteor showers in August.
Thank you so much, Vanita. And we do have a link, you know, on our Insight page so people can get directly connected with you and for all of these wonderful events. Vanita Domeyer is a coordinator of the Davis Astronomy Club, talking to us about the solar eclipse that's happening Monday, April 8th. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.